Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 3rd of September of the year 2020. Celebrations today include Skyscraper Day. That's a real festival to celebrate the building of buildings that are very tall. Celebrate this day by watching Die Hard, or Die Hard 1, obviously, or that newish Dwayne The Rock Johnson one, which is called Skyscraper and is pretty ridiculous, but at least has a sense of how dumb it is. I remember it as having some quite good South African baddies. I love a South African baddie, but I can't recommend it because I saw it on a plane, and you should never recommend anything you saw on a plane or after a breakup. Your judgment's off. Your guest on the podcast today owns both skyscrapers and planes. Josh Gondelman, tech billionaire and entrepreneur, self-made man. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. And I pledge, as always, to keep my skyscraper endeavors and my plane endeavors separate.
Your top story today is a candidate update on the current political situation. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the sinister and mysterious octopus people of New Zealand have celebrated the return of their home-brewed octo boy band, Octorection, from their socially distanced global cruise ship tour. With their mesmerizingly choreographed dance moves, pyrotechnics, water techniques, and the soulful adolescent gazes that shoot from what we can only assume are their eyes, they have truly set a new standard for pop sensation. Whether those sensations are good, bad, or the precursor to a rash is yet to be determined. Are you an Octorection fan, Josh Gondelman?
I love it. I love all of their songs. I think if there's one thing that we could have done to improve on the band One Direction, right, to kind of optimize them, 7 more directions. Why didn't they try that when they were humans? They were leaving money on the table.
I think their rhyme schemes are truly innovative. The way they rhyme human girl with human girl, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And tentacle with tentacle.
I think, you know, there's a beautiful simplicity in that. Like, I think the same thing can also be different, which is why when I was taken to court for my Facebook competitor countenance book, I said, look, a thing can be the same and also different. And I think I was victorious.
You think?
Well, the litigation is still pending.
Meanwhile, the for-profit prison colony on Mars reports a throbbing message out on all their hijacked and hostile walkie-talkie channels in a language unknown to man. The top translators in the prison fraud and forgery unit have been set to decoding the message and tracing its unknown source. So good luck to the boys out there on Mars. Josh Gondelman, I know you have a vested interest in the for-profit prison colony on Mars. Does this mysterious throbbing message bother you at all?
Well, look, I'm for all messages, right? I just want to create an open network of communication. And you know I'm for throbbing, both recreationally and professionally. And so this seems like something that would worry me, but I just want to see how it proceeds, and maybe it's something I could integrate into my future business plan, and maybe it could even make my prison stronger, more impenetrable, and more profitable.
And certainly that experimental attitude to your prison subjects has led to a large number of UN reprimands being sent to your volcano office.
You know, as my mentor Mark Zuckerberg often said, and my protege Elon Musk often said, if the UN isn't reprimanding you, you ain't really trying.
Well, that's all the time we have for the news stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because it's always time for an ad section somewhere. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller, Dancy Lagarde. A Seal's Honor is the fourth in the Homebrewed series of romantic comedies with a supernatural twist. He's a Navy SEAL. She's a veterinary assistant at SeaWorld. She should know how to handle seals, but he's way more complicated than a real seal. He's a muscular man with dreamy eyes and complex PTSD. Max has returned to his little hometown after lots of being in the army to look after his best friend's little sister. He's supposed to protect her, not fall in love with her. Only she isn't his best friend's annoying little sister anymore. She's all grown up and wearing neoprene. Tiffany's perfectly happy working at SeaWorld, concealing the fact that she is half veterinary assistant, half Selkie. But she needs a date to the annual SeaWorld convention, and Max is right there. But every guy knows you don't hit on your best friend's little sister, no matter how strong the attraction, even when you've agreed to pose as her boyfriend at a SeaWorld event and there are metaphorical sharks circling and also literally sharks. So when he's infected by the bite of a jealous were-merman whose hopeless unrequited passion for Tiffany has driven him mad, Tiffany and Max are drawn into the mafia currents of an underwater underworld, and their fake relationship starts to feel real. They're caught in a sexy paradox. They have to convince the villains of the deep that their passion is real, or they'll be sleeping with the fishes, dot, 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 forever. How do you keep your seal pinky promise when a sexy seal lady slash seal trainer has your whole heart and you're turning into a merman at the most inconveniently moist moments? Find out in A Seal's Honor, available now at all aquarium gift shops.
I love the idea of a sexy paradox, which is why I have dabbled in adult entertainment, which is true. We have a Josh Gondelman Corporation has come up with an adult entertainment site while people are kind of alienated and lonely during this period in history. And it is a sexy paradox. It's called Schrodinger's Boobs. And it is a video site where a woman, you go to it, and a woman both is and is not topless.
I like the sexy paradox of will they, won't they, and they will and they won't, but both at the same time in a box.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of a theoretical version of Ross and Rachel in parallel dimensions.
If you have a curly dog or frizzy hair, sometimes you wake up a mess. While curly hair experts recommend not overwashing your hair, you don't necessarily want to start from scratch with a full shower. Instead, take your incoherent curls and a light gel or mousse alongside half a glass of water and run your damp hands gently over the frizz. This advice brought to you by the Curl Captains and half a glass of water.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, candidate update. Josh Gondelman, you're a candidate for something. What's happening in the world of candidates right now?
Yeah. As a billionaire, you never really have to be a candidate, which Howard Schultz and Tom Steyer learned, right? It's kind of easier when you have billions of dollars already to influence politics without ever becoming an elected official. You just kind of throw your money at the problem. So it saves a lot of time, a lot of energy. Candidate is just a waste of time. It's kind of for pores. that's what I say. But I have been keeping a lot of a strong eye on this presidential campaign. A strong eye is the robot surveillance system I have to compete with Palantir. But what I really think is happening here is after the Democratic National Convention, right, where John Kasich and Colin Powell were invited to speak, Bob the Sentient Trash Island and Dwayne the Rock Johnson, his running mate, realized that like they don't, their path to victory they consider is not through the American left but through the American center. So they've come up with kind of a couple really dynamic ideas that they think can really capture the center. Number one, Dwayne the Rock Johnson is considering lifting Bob the Sentient Trash Island up and rolling him down the center of America, just crushing whatever is in his path as kind of just a crushing physical centrism that I think would really be something that America would get behind or underneath. And then they've also considered just fully merging with the Republican Party. That way they don't have to worry about getting their difficult legislation passed, and they win all the time because they're merged and created one unified party. So that's kind of what they're doing. They've also, unfortunately for my purposes, resisted taking PAC money, right? They're not taking political donations. So in what I call a staggering loophole, I and some other tech billionaires have been, you know how Bob was animated by nanobots that I had a hand in creating?
Yes,
well, we have been working on 1/1,000,000,000th scale nanobots, or bananobots, to go inside the original nanobots and manipulate them from within to achieve our political ends.
I mean, that sounds both sinister and unfortunately likely to work, Josh Gondelman. I'd tell you I disapproved, but I'm worried you'd take your revenge.
I have so many drones. And they are not bounded by military law. My drones do whatever. Do they deliver packages? Yeah. Do they cloud a person's lungs from the inside? Yeah, they're very small.
That's all the time we have today, and we don't have time for your letters to the editor. Well, we do have time, but they're all real stupid.
Step your letter game up, people.
Yeah. Get better at the epistolary art. It's a lost form. 14 pages, handwritten, double-crossed, in ink, delivered by a bird. That's what I need.
Support your local bird post office, your local electronic post office.
Yeah, get back to the good old days. As I used to say, you know, getting a love letter by text just isn't the same because you can't smell a text, you can't kiss a text, you can't slowly eat a text while staring into the eyes of your beloved.
No, and much less satisfying and more damaging to like throw your phone into a fire after a painful breakup.
It still smells like
just it's exploding, shooting particles at you and glass shards.
Well, thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. I hope you're enjoying this podcast, and if you are, tell your goddamn friends. That's the point of you. Expand yourselves like a fungus in the dark. Your guest today on the podcast was Professor Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have my own podcast in a different dimension called Make My Day. It's a comedy game show with one contestant each week who's guaranteed to win.
Now, this is something I've always wondered about you, Josh. Are you a professor or are you just wearing glasses?
That's for me to know and me to know.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. If you enjoyed Josh Gondelman on the show today, you can go back in time and listen to his previous episodes, including episode 238 and episode 241. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can also sign up on Patreon if you sign up at the $5 level, you get access to all of my filmed specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.